One of the hereditary chiefs of the Squamish Nation in North Vancouver believes that when one thing becomes your truth, it lands in your heart. Chief Gilbert, Gibby, Jacob, whose ancestral name is Kekelation Siam, said so. He worked with director Andy Keene, a two-time Juno Award-winning filmmaker, to create a documentary series highlighting the teachings of Indigenous elders and leaders around the world. In my lifetime, I spent close to 40 years in a leadership position for my nation. During that time, I met many great First Nations leaders, said Chief Jacob, who has created and maintained many meaningful relationships with different elders. Once, they talked about how young people have gone away to get a post-secondary education. And when they come back home, they try to change some things. They also discussed how some of them don't have traditional teachings. They don't understand how hard it was to get where we are today, Chief Jacob said. He thought they had to do something to improve the situation, so he started a documentary, a series that shares his and his fellow elders' traditional teachings. To me, it was such an important thing that all of us participating in this project share what we know to help the future generations of our youth, he noted. Chief Jacob said he was very happy traveling around with Keene, adding there was great camaraderie. Keene spoke about his favorite part of making the documentary, noting they all made it very educational and entertaining. When you're out in the field, your subjects guide the story, our crew is there to record. It's the happy surprises, and the unexpected, that's the magic of documentary, that's the stuff we want to capture. Keene explained that the first episode is filmed off the northeast coast of Vancouver Island. It features Chief Robert Joseph, a hereditary chief of the Jiwawe Inuk people and ambassador and co-founder of Reconciliation Canada. In the first episode, Chief Joseph discusses reconciliation and ways to move forward. Keene also added that the series is not focused on the trauma is a part of the story. They're focused on the elders' values and their teachings, stories of adversity and success, and what people can gain from them. The series is still in financing mode and aims to be complete in 2024. Their focus right now is fundraising to continue filming later this summer. Tech Resources has contributed $150,000 toward the development of the documentary. They're one of our partners, we are very thankful. Otherwise, we wouldn't still be working, Keene said. One of the things that we always say in our community, in our teachings, is to keep an open heart and open mind. When it becomes your truth, where does it land? In your heart, Chief Jacob explained. He believes the documentary is a step toward reconciliation. With that, I think the individual determines it, he said. My hope for the show is that these stories engage a wide audience and make them open their eyes to the characters and their stories that are relevant to everyone. Then we can move forward as one, Keene said. Chief Jacob laughed and hopes for an Academy Award. My hope would be that we're good enough storytellers, and the light will come on. For more information, visit https://www.backtothefire.net/.